We're back here on Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. It's time for the three matchups to look at for the Giants game against the Falcons on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Let's start with the skill position, guys, Paul, and it starts outside. The Falcons are two very talented wide receivers, the veteran Roddy White and the explosive Julio Jones. Giants cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie talked about the differences between the two players.
You got to keep in mind that Roddy White has been doing it a long time. He's a vet, savvy guy. He understands zones and man coverage. He knows when to sit it down and keep it going. And with Julio, you know, you got to be physical. You got to get up and challenge him. You know, you watch film, a lot of guys, you know, tend to play off him because he's a bigger, stronger guy. And that's when they throw the little quicks to him, and he take it all the way. So you definitely got to play him physical.
Paul, as DRC spoke about, two very different players, but both dangerous in their own ways.
No question. I think the interesting part about it is that DRC said during the course of the game, he and Prince kind of get a good feel for each other as to which guy they want to cover. So it's not necessarily predetermined going in who's going to get who, or if one guy's going to stay left and one guy stays right. They're going to feel their way through this thing, and I think that's a very interesting scenario.
Now, offensively for the Giants, they're going to want to do some of their damage on the ground. Jeff Schwartz starts at right guard for the Giants. He's really at the forefront of that running attack. Now, the Falcons have a new head coach and a new defense. Dan Quinn brought that Seahawks defense over from Seattle. Schwartz talked about the aggression and the speed that's now present in Atlanta.
They play fast, kind of, you know, the same mold as Seattle, where Dan Quinn came from. You know, they're going to play fast. They want to rush the passer. They want to play the safety down. And, you know, they got after the Eagles a little bit. We have to be ready for that. So, you know, we watch them on film. I think we have a good game plan. And, you know, we'll see how it goes Sunday.
Now, Paul, the schematics might be the same, but the talent, maybe not quite there yet.
No, there's no Sherman over there. There's no Wagner over there. There's no Chancellor over there. Here's what you have to keep in mind, though. The philosophy of the back seven, all staying clean of the laundry. In other words, making sure you avoid blockers. Instead of taking guys on and playing a physical style of play, they want to use finesse, speed, guys who are really good in space. Everybody swarm to the ball. Get four or five tacklers on every time that somebody's got the ball. So that's what they're kind of trying to play with.
Now on special teams, Devin Hester has not practiced yet this week. He's battling a turf toe. We'll see if he plays on Sunday, but if he does, Giants linebacker Mark Herzlich and special teamer knows they have to keep an eye on him at all times.
Honestly, when you face a returner like this, everything has to be perfect. You know, you got to kick it properly. You got to cover properly. You got to, you know, have really every guy do his job the correct way and not try to do too much. That's what happens sometimes. Guys try to do too many things to make up for, maybe this guy's so good, I got to go inside, I go outside. And really, you just got to do your job and go down the field and cover your lanes.
And, Paul, it's all about fundamentals. Everybody has to do their job.
It is, and I think the Giants special teams units have to feel very good coming off of the Week 1 special teams performance in Dallas. Do you know Wing, their punter, had a higher net than he did Gross, John? That doesn't happen very often. That's how good the Giants were in terms of getting their coverage units downfield and making those plays. So we'll see if they can build off of that against the ever-dangerous Hester.
And Wing did a good job putting the ball outside the hash marks as well, something Coach Coughlin certainly likes to see from his punters. That's all the time we have today. The game's coming up on Sunday. The home opener at MetLife Stadium. We hope to see you out there as the Giants celebrate the 25th anniversary of the 1990 Super Bowl team. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you there.